Fucking amateur hour.
Usually when we do this bit at the start, we're like, oh, we'll keep this in. This in.
Can we keep Shane's...
Get this to like, fuck it.
Can we keep... And let's keep this starting, right?
No.
Can we... No. From the bit you said, usually when we think it, we'll cut it from before then, right? But can we keep his stupid fucking laughing? Because did you hear that? Yeah. That was the worst fake laugh ever. It's like...
I think it was a real laugh.
It's like it went on too long. It's like you're trying to fade out. Do you know how you fade out a track? Anybody that works in production knows that you fade it out by, like, you know, reducing the volume over a set period of time. You are fading out your laugh.
But if I was doing a fake laugh, I'd do like a sexy laugh. You know what I mean? I'd be like, ha 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 ha.
How's that fucking sexy?
How's that not sexy? I'm half erect from hearing that.
Half erect? Them?
Half erect from hearing that.
I don't know. What would you consider a sexy laugh?
Well, for me, like, listening to my laugh, right? All I know is what I can do with my laugh. So, like, it's quite sexy.
You...
I guess.
Right, there's a lot to unpack there. You find yourself sexy in situations is what I get from that.
Only when
you're self-analysing and going, where am I the sexiest? Yeah, I'll put on a laugh. You know?
When you've got a cute voice and that's all you've got.
Fuck up, man. You grew up in New Zealand, right? This has only been a thing for, what, 4 or 5 years outside New Zealand.
But you're the only one that's heard it the whole time. So new people hear it and they go, he is cute, he is fun, he is sexy, he is from New Zealand.
Let's go back to the laugh thing. Danny, do you think it's possible for someone to have a sexy laugh or just be sexy and laugh and you find that attractive?
I don't know how after 60 months Shane has become somewhat more unmodest.
Marriage is definitely leveled.
That wasn't an
unsexy... You've aged 18 months but yet somehow you became cuter, funnier and sexier.
With the world's best sexiest laugh.
So what, but that laugh I did there was a genuine laugh. Was that what are your thoughts on that? Like, if you were to rank your arousal 1 to 10 from that laugh back there, where is it?
I would honestly take that laugh out the back and stab it in the throat.
Like, in a sexy way, though.
Is that's how all my sexual experiences
is that what you're
into? Dark. That's too dark.
Yeah, that was weird.
Play the intro. Do we even have the intro?
Nah, I was thinking about this the other day. We won't even have it in like a decent quality anymore,
yeah,
will we?
Yeah, we can. We can just take it and then...
Aye, we can take it from an old episode and cut it out.
I mean, it's like we've downgraded every aspect of quality.
Should we make a new one?
No.
Nah, let's just keep it, man. Let's not think too much about it. For the 4 people left listening to this podcast, that's fine.
The following podcast contains 3 mates talking shit over some beers. As you can imagine, the language can get a wee bit hairy from time to time. So, get involved. Grab a beer and join us for Drunk Therapy, the podcast.
Do we do like a, I don't know, like a, it seems weird that it's been like 2 years since we've done this. Is there like any fucking...
You guys aren't
room keeping? Is there anything, room keeping, what's that word where you...
Housekeeping.
Housekeeping, any housekeeping we need to do?
No politics, no football.
No football.
Yeah, we probably need to go back and delete a few. For the football stuff.
Oh, do you know, funnily enough, this was kind of James' idea, and I'd say it's all fairly on a whim that we're back sitting here doing this. I was very happy to never record this again, I'll be honest. But when James kind of got me in the thinking process of bringing this podcast back, I'd logged into all the social media channels and I was reading like nice messages from people over the last few years and going, yeah, fuck it, let's get back into this, let's do it. I was in, so I had time to kill. So it was like 2 hours to kill, waiting on you, finishing work to come here to record and all that stuff. So I was like, I'm going to find like a random episode and put it on and let's see what we missed. And it was the episode where I had coronavirus, remember that? And I was saying, I've got like an open plan office in this building. And it was a bit where you, Shane, asked me the question of if I had pleasured myself since being diagnosed with COVID. And we laughed because apparently you and I had already discussed this, James. So this was playing. I was the only one in my office and I was like listening to this out loud going, oh, I kind of don't want to start talking about all this kind of stuff again. Then somebody who works in the bar came up into the office on the break and I immediately had to like turn the volume down as if they'd caught me watching porn or something like that. I was like scrambling for the volume button. So
we have to have an adult set of house rules.
Yeah, so let's actually just talk about politics.
Oh, that's a sexy laugh you just did.
Thanks very much, mate. It's because I'm cute and adorable.
I think you're underplayed cute and adorable. I don't rate your laugh. I like your laugh better, but I think if I was to choose one of you to have sex with, I'd probably pick Danny.
By the way, can we like just address the fact that I've never been able to say free and three, like, you know, you stick your tongue under your teeth. So I've started trying to train myself how to say it, and I've started doing the tongue under my teeth thing where it's an F. So that's just by, like, a side note, because I'll start saying stuff randomly now.
What, like
33. Anyways.
A lot of people have that. Like, so many people can't put THs and Fs together. I had to train it to do myself. Like back in the day.
So to answer, what question was it?
Fuck knows.
Oh, the last. Right. I agree. I'm 36 now, and I don't want anybody, because we never really did this podcast much in my new workplace, and people all, that whenever I mention it, like, oh, that cool podcast, they don't know about some of the fucking content that we
speak. Yeah, I'd forgotten. Fucking,
so can we delete this first 50 episodes and start again?
Nah, because they were quite good.
Yeah, but
like, we don't want to delete the good shit and then be rubbish and then be like, because I like, if people ask me, oh, send me a link to your podcast, I always send them like link the one to, like, there's certain episodes I go, we were really fucking crack on funny in that. We were very
good. There was also ones where we were like incredibly drunk.
You were the best, because the thing that, and I don't know if we've addressed this, we probably have, it's been that fucking long, I can't even remember. But remember when, like, because James always edited it, right? So we'd be talking shit, and me and James would get on a roll. We'd be like encouraging each other to be a prick to someone, and we'd be like, oh no, and we'd go for half an hour, and then you'd listen back to it, and it was just me being a prick to someone for 5 minutes, and James is going, hey guys, no, that's not reasonable. What kind of sober cunt goes back in and edits himself being sober?
That isn't what I thought he was going to say either.
What did you think he was going
to
say?
Remember, I used to redub myself.
That was nice. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah. You used to go redub yourself sober. And just
I thought you were talking about me just editing out the bits when I was a prick, but all of a sudden I would go from a slurry mess to like a speech fucking giver.
And it was like these kind of like public addresses, and it would just be like from being barely able to speak to being like, guys, drugs are actually a really important topic.
So anyway, I was out last night and I have a dream that one day my children, like, it goes to fucking proper, like, Martin Luther King spec quality after being able to barely say TH or F in a sentence.
Yeah.
So anything changed for you guys in the last?
I was going to say, yeah, let's try and give this some form of structure.
Just a quick update, like around the room, 30 seconds.
I'm not giving my update tonight. In due course, I'll give a nice update about my life, but let's just say that I'm going to get through this. This episode and try and have a laugh. But there's some shit that I will get into.
To lead on from that, there was a moment, I remember during the pandemic, like the first time we kind of fizzled out with this podcast, there's been a few times that we fizzled out with this podcast. Let's be honest, this will probably be no different.
No, this will be different. I want to do this again.
Right, okay.
We need a bit of studio.
Stop fucking analysing the studio already.
Well, we were good when we had a good studio that we used all the time. Like, that's, I think we are as good as the studio we are in.
I mean, happy with this studio.
The two of you work in radio. I work in student radio-ish, kind of. It's part of my work. So we have access to better studios.
The post-edit could be fine. The problem is we are not allowed to go on each other's studios.
Look at those levels.
I haven't checked.
I'm not going to go all the way to
Clyde. I'm going to Clyde Bank.
How are we going to get any guests? This is actually an ideal scenario for guests. Guests can just come to Glasgow City Centre.
Yeah.
And then we can go to the pub upstairs. I'm happy with student radio. But yes, let's get some sort of structure in this, right? So let's tie a few things up. Right. House rules, we've decided no politics, no football, and no toilet humour /
fuck
off. We can talk about sexual experiences and sex and stuff like that, but let's not talk about that. There was a disturbing story about Danny having a wank in one of these episodes as well, I'm sure.
That was a lie show.
Aye.
And so, to be fair, like, so,
and your mum was in the front row.
Kind of, see.
This is for new listeners. If you want to go back and see like crude version of this, then go back.
No, but I think it.
And we're relatively sober now, so it probably will descend anyway.
If it organically goes to that, let's not put rules on it. I think, like, the politics and the football, fair enough.
Yeah.
But, like, let's not go, oh, we don't do toilet humour, because that's kind of, if anyone likes us, it's probably because of toilet humour from the past.
Aye, raw honesty, I'd say that. But let's not self-analyse too much at the start as well, because no one's here to listen to us go, how great or how shit are we?
Probably just want to know what, but do they want to know what we've been up to?
Well, yeah, so James is basically...
I'll let people know.
James is pleading the fifth to lead on.
I think what when people say...
Can we ban Americanisms?
Yes.
when they said, like... You know, why haven't you done the podcast? I think everyone got happy. Like, you guys were like depressed, and I would just awkwardly wasn't. So, like, that was kind of how it worked. Now James is depressed again. Boom, we're back
fucking
on.
Fucking hell. Jesus.
I mean, we can't say why.
There's the first bit getting cut out there.
No, I'll keep that in. I don't mind. It's a good teaser.
Sometimes people get depressed.
It's interesting that Shane makes that point, because I was going to lead on from was the fact that Jane's obviously dead. James has been kind of vague about what he's been up to recently, but I remember, I think he said years ago, back when we'd done this regularly, and I was trying to say, like, let's record podcast, blah, 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 and James was like, I'm kind of happy right now. He says, he's like, I don't really have anything to say because I'm happy. That's me now. I genuinely have nothing of value to add to this.
I think when I said that, it was with the interpretation of this podcast, like, having to have a mental health message. And even though, as Shane rightly says, I've got stuff that I'm going through, and there is depression there, but I'm also quite happy. And I'd rather this just to be a happy outlet, and people who have a wee bit of escapism and we just chat shit, you know. So
all I'll say is that towards certainly the last batch of episodes we've done, I will go out on a limb and say I done a fair bit of heavy lifting.
Fuck up.
There.
Fuck up, please.
Remember the time when he couldn't even speak into a mic, or like you would be like,
ego on this one.
However, now I have no anecdotes. I have nothing.
We don't need an anecdote, just talk shit.
Give us a quick update, last year of your life, 2 years.
But none of it's.
It doesn't matter, because no one has an exciting life. Right. Everyone's Instagram looks like they've got an exciting life, but one, no one actually is any more exciting than
one. It's boring. Two, just makes me sound like a cunt that I've bought a flat and
someone's doing all right.
See, I immediately hate this.
Where is it by the way? Where's the flat?
It's the same flat that I was renting.
But where is it?
Southside Battlefield.
What exactly is your address?
It's on social media.
Your actual address is on social media.
Do you not remember when we done the competitions? I think I blurred out my address for some reason on something.
See the guy that won the beer that you delivered to in Edinburgh?
Yes.
His name's Darren Fox, right?
Yes.
He's so fucking funny on Twitter, man. He does like these little parody videos.
Beers. I was on my.
Do you know? I think that was.
I thought you were talking shit and you drank the beer.
I was on my way up to the Hibs were playing Aberdeen. It was the last football game before COVID. And I dropped it off to him in Edinburgh on my way to getting picked up to go to Aberdeen for that game. Nice. There you go. There's the level of anecdote I have in my life now, where I had to meet a guy, met a guy.
Told him I'd give him some beer. You bought a flat. Like, genuinely, like, if we went arc, story arc, or like, you know, Danny from day one was like, oh man, I'm a fuck up.
This is amazing, right? Do you know why? He's doing all this so you will talk about his wedding.
Yeah. No, I don't know. It's pushed.
Feigning an interest in your life, giving you 10 minutes, and then he's going to talk for about 20 minutes about his wedding buffet.
Let him go.
No, but I genuinely think, like, you know, when we started, it was like, oh, I'm a fuck up. Here are the funny song of all the jobs you'd had and stuff. But it's interesting now because there is growth.
Oh, he remembers it.
He
does.
You know, you've been, like, you go,
it's a fucking great song.
It's boring. Episode 6. But, like, you've bought a flat. Fucking big chat. That's exciting.
Yeah.
You did a big travel, a big trip. You've had
Where did I go as part of that big trip, Shane?
Honestly, I don't even want to. That was a lovely moment, but it doesn't need to go on the podcast, to be fair. But.
You know what I mean? Like,
people will be dead chuffed because, like, if you listen to episode one and listen to now and you're going, oh, my life's boring, it's a nice thing. It's not like you've just sat there fucking doing crossword puzzles. You've done good, achievable things. So don't be like a dick to yourself.
Honestly, you're making this sound like the final episode.
Well, James, like, you're dying, so obviously that's why you're depressed.
Don't fucking say I'm dying. People will speculate on my health. I am not terminal at all, or have any health issues.
That's the attitude, mate.
Saying it's not terminal doesn't make it, still makes it sound like you've got something.
Right, that's why I followed up with my health issues.
Right.
It's benign. Terminal, it's all right.
Like, terminal is a state of mind and you're not there. You know, you will fight this.
Fuck off. Honestly.
If you're not saying what it is, it's just fucking...
weird, eh? This is like Gandhi Shane or something like that.
I know. He's only had two beers, man.
You didn't let me bring in whiskey. I was actually going to say that, like, I tried to bring down...
You do realise that you're the cunt in this podcast, and if you start trying to flip this script into taking one of our roles, then it's going to be really sad. Nobody's going to listen. You need to be the guy that just talks shit.
Am I the cunt?
Oh, mate, you're definitely the cunt in this podcast.
Yeah.
Well, I was being the cunt. Ah, yes, that's why it works. I'll sometimes stray into the cunt territory. He never does it.
You edited out the cunt. You'd be a cunt when we recorded it, and then you'd edit out the cunt, and then just be like, no, Shane, you can't say that to our friends at Insert Thing.
I'll make
here.
You a bigger cunt, but I'll make me less of a cunt. But
that was the best one, was that when you're hitting that spooky bitch podcast. Oh, aye. We lost about 40 minutes of that one.
Because you were there actually saying, guys, calm your tits. Like, we're being a bit mean now. And me and James are going, shut up, you pussy. Let's be really mean. And then in the edit, it's just me it's being just a prick. And then, like, James comes in really sober going, in all honesty, they're really good friends. And I wish them nothing but the best in all their endeavours.
Astrology is the greatest thing ever.
So, well, there, right, okay, I think I've found a story. So, see, when I was buying my flat, I bought my flat off my landlords, who are genuinely... hand on heart, lovely people. They've done me a very good favour selling me the flat in the manner they did. But there's two, I mean, I hate everyone, as folk who listen to this know. There's two types of people in particular that I just have ultimate disdain for. One, and that is people who can celebrate and like the royal family. Like, just folk who go out in like little suits for big events. Fucking no. The other people is folk who like cash in on pretending to be psychic, so like mediums and stuff like that. Who I like really bottom of the barrel.
I loathe the people that believe in them more. Yeah. Just during that period, for the day before and the day after, I absolutely detest them. Even family members, I'm like, it's a lot of shite. Why are you wasting your money?
And they say they're skeptical, and they're like, look, I know it's a lot of rubbish, but they did tell me that my gran loved me from this. So when I was buying my flat off the landlord, so. One of them came up and told me that as they were giving me a very, very nice, acceptable, less than I was expecting to pay price for this flat, that they'd become like a psychic, and I had to like just go with it because they were selling me this flat at such a nice price that I was like, don't react. Like,
did they
do
they go like, look, just I'll give you a reading now for free. It's part of the deal.
They didn't call read me or anything like that, no. And I think they were coming from an honest place.
Did they say they were becoming a psychic?
Quit their job. They'd always had, like, always felt like they had contact with the dead. Always felt that was something they had.
Went full-time into the contact of the dead.
I don't know if we can keep this in, to be honest, but...
You
own the flat now anyway, mate.
Your landlords are not listening to this fucking podcast.
But
it's not a money-back guarantee type thing.
It was just one of these things where it kind of came out... Like, it's not what you're expecting in a conversation with someone, when to just go, like, oh, so I think I asked how our job was doing, because it was the first time I'd seen them since I started renting the flat 5 years before, and I was like, are you still working at wherever it was? And I'm like, well, actually, I had a bit of like a spiritual awakening, and I am now contacting the dead for a living. And like,
genuine question, and I don't know if we've done this right, and we probably have, because I know that we did a whole bit about Jesus and everything, and what happens when
many
you die.
Bits about Jesus.
Do you believe that anything happens after you pass?
No, you are done.
What do you believe, Shane?
See,
and especially considering I'm terminal, obviously.
Yeah, well, you're terminal, you know, so I've got to be really
thinking about all of these things.
I've got to be delicate.
Yeah.
I want to believe something, but like, you know, it's that whole like, I don't actually believe in it. If you went, I bet you £5, you're wrong. I go, I won't take that bet. 100% I won't take. But that part of me goes, it'd be cool if it was like, see if it was like, mate, when you die, you become a seedling. That would be class. I don't think you do. I don't think that's a thing.
Well, like a plant?
Aye, but like, it'd be.
Wouldn't that be class, mate? That'd be shite.
How is
like
me?
Just, like you sprout up and then a goat just munching you.
No. Yeah, well, being eaten by a goat would be pish. Yeah. But like, how nice would it be to be like, oh, look, you don't get to fucking go and, I don't know.
You also don't have a consciousness.
It would be shite.
You wouldn't be sitting there going, oh, nah, it's fucking great being a plant.
See, I'm...
No, but if you turn into a fucking tree, though,
Yeah. No, mate. And why the fuck would you want to be a tree, right?
Because trees are fucking class.
I'm picturing a Pixar thing here.
You would live for too long and you'd be a fucking tree. You'd be sitting there for 1,000 years going, if I came back as a fucking a beetle, at least it would be like 60 days and then I could work my way up to being a human again. Like, if that's the journey you go on, but if you're a, you're a tree, you're there for about 1,000 years.
You'd be at peace just being a big ass tree.
How do you know a tree's not sitting there with like an itchy leg and can't they fuck all about it until a bear comes?
Because I know that Shane is picturing a Pixar style movie here where it's him and all the other trees.
Well, he's also from New Zealand, so he thinks that trees just start walking into war.
Yeah.
So we Lord of the Rings reference.
They saved the little hobbit people.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but like, obviously, I don't think that's a real thing, but
they're
it would be nice.
Ants, fuck's sake.
But imagine
being a tree with memories. You know what I mean? Like,
how much memories? Like, oh, there's that wee rabbit again.
No, but
Gandhi Shane.
That guy's got a new dog 10 years later.
No, but like, you die now, knowing all the things you know now. James is going to die. So he's a good example.
It's strictly not true.
James dies in 2 months, right? He's dead. He comes back as a tree, but he remembers all the things he knew. Do you think that would be good, or do you think that would be like, if you came back as a tree, would you want to remember what you know now, or would you just want to be like, nah, new leaf, I'm a tree? I didn't even mean to do that, but yeah, you know, would you want to just
that's
be
the
like,
first time he's made a joke in the history of this podcast.
But would you want to just come back and be like, cool, I'm a tree, just square one, make me a tree, or would you want to be a tree?
Mate, I have no opinion on this.
How can you have no opinion on this? How can you not be deeply frustrated by the fact that he's trying to legitimise coming back as a tree as a good thing?
Why is that bad?
It's a fucking tree.
Aye, but what do you want to come back as a beetle?
Do you ever walk through like a forest or even just a fucking park and go, that looks like a good life?
You know what I genuinely do?
Always under constant threat of being cut down.
You know what I do when I'm hungover? I'll go hug trees in Alexandra Park.
I swear on my life. Hug them. I want to be one of you.
No, I don't say that, but I just kind of go, thanks.
I don't like what happens in your head.
We've gone from Gandhi Shane back to making stuff.
We're back on track.
I
think there's better things to come back as than a tree.
What?
Like a dolphin. Like, see if you had the option, like, go.
Dolphins are rapists. So.
Spam with dolphins.
Yeah. Do they rape you? Because they want to.
Let's take away the rape element. We don't want to get down fucking like dolphins or rapists. Would you not want to come back as a, like, explore a different part of Earth?
Oh, yeah, it'd be cool to be a whale.
Oh, fuck, it's like a whale dolphin. It's the same kind of concept.
Yeah, cool. Why don't you come back?
Whales are fucking.
I don't know. You've seen a dolphin shite.
See the tree thing. See if you were like a city based tree and you could just see the world fall apart as a tree.
I want to live in one of the nice parks around Glasgow.
If you were in the Amazon in the middle of nowhere, not knowing what was going on, kind of shite.
I'd be pretty boring as well. You'd want like dogs to be chased. You'd want squirrels to be like running up your face.
You would want somebody to be sitting in front of you with a newspaper every morning so you could be like, all right, okay.
You used to have fucked, man.
Clyde won last night.
You can't.
No football.
Well, I've been breaking at the weekend, mate. Just dropping a wee leaf down his fangs.
But the other thing is, and I've actually thought about this before, and you're going to go, no, you haven't, but trees...
Spent the past 18 months doing this.
Trees don't have eyes. So that would also be a bit shit. You know what I mean?
How are they going to read the newspaper, eh?
Aye, it's true, yeah.
So, yeah, like dolphins can do flips and shit, they're cool.
Talks yourself out your own argument there, Shane.
I know, but I think it would be nice. Anyway...
Dolphins can.
Giant sea turtles as well. They can live to like fucking 183.
But do they not die because of everything? Whenever you see something that's like, oh, BP killed 47 sea turtles with its oil, or like you open a can of beer and the top of the can kills a sea turtle.
I don't know, mate. We don't get those public service like announcements in Scotland. You might get one in New Zealand.
I got one in New Zealand.
Did you?
When I went, yeah.
Oh, by the way, how good is Bluff?
Yeah.
What's Bluff?
Bluff's a town in New Zealand.
Have a rant about Bluff. Go on.
Well, it's just, let's do it.
It's more a rant about Shane being the worst tour guide in the world.
No,
let's just round off the dead thing, right? So you don't believe in it. You want to come back as a fucking tree.
Wouldn't
brilliant.
Lies.
An brilliant. Awesome tree.
A blind tree.
I don't believe in life after death. I think when you die, you die. I believe in energy. I think there's an energy within us all when we transmit ourselves into the universe.
Oh, how come I got ripped the piss of being in a tree, but he's like, oh,
there's
energy.
There's an actual science behind that.
He's actually dying as well, so cool. You gotta give
I'm
him
not, aye, give me fuck's sake. Right.
We haven't finished going round the house, so I've got nothing. So you
Danny, you're behind the mic, so you can control.
What's your last 16 months or whatever it's been like, Shane?
Got married. It was really nice.
Cool. Good. Move on.
Yeah.
Next.
James?
I'm fake illness, dying.
Right, so Bluff.
Yeah.
Paint a picture of Bluff.
You got married, so Danny went to New Zealand fucking full. Heartedly went to New Zealand for
shoots. Yeah, all the good camps went to New Zealand, you know. Yes. You went, Denny.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
No. No, I mean, I'm not stupid enough.
Ah, prick.
Yeah. I went to New Zealand.
Hold on, I did watch it.
Under the assumption that other people, now real life Sam, obviously, and I remember nicknames from characters in this show. Real life Sam.
Oh, fuck, we've got a great story that we can't tell about a night out with real life Sam recently. Yeah. Oh, but man, that would get us sacked, wouldn't it?
My assumption was that there would be like a group of us going out to New Zealand. So I turned into like a holiday, booked like a camper and done the whole traveling around the island thing.
But you also traveled, like, so you're like, I was under the impression there was going to be a group, but then didn't talk to anyone, reach out to anyone, and traveled by yourself and didn't go to hospitals.
There's a fundamental disconnect here, guys. Yes. I think you should bond over the misinformation that each of you have.
By a group, I meant James, Rachel, and Sam, and Kiwi James, and other people in your
Rachel's
life.
Rachel's moving
Glasgow.
To Ireland.
Yeah, Rachel's moving to Ireland.
Right, Rachel's moving to Ireland, everyone.
Hi, Rachel.
That's the Rachel roundup. But so I booked the flights, and I'd been saving up for this holiday for years because New Zealand was kind of my bucket list one. So I booked the flights, and I remember turning around to James and going, that's me, booked the flights. James asked how much the flights were, and I told him. And I think at that moment, that was when James realised that Ryanair don't fly to New Zealand. And because I remember when I was over in New Zealand, I was telling people how much my flights were, and they're like, wow, that's like quite reasonable for travelling out to New Zealand. Whereas with James, it was kind of like, oh, that's the trip over. I'm not going out to New Zealand now that it costs.
I'll go to Portugal.
Now that it costs
more expensive than Portugal.
That is more expensive than Portugal. You need to fly with EasyJet to get to New Zealand as opposed to Ryanair. So it went from me thinking, oh, there's going to be like a group of loads of people to me. Obviously all your family and Mal's family were over, and it was like, I enjoyed the holiday, it was good, but I enjoyed even more the fact that at the wedding folk were like chatting to me and they were hearing my accent, so assuming that I was a friend of Mal's, and I'm going, no, I'm Shane's mate, and they're like, oh wow, you guys must be like unbelievably close. You must be like best mates. And I was like, nah, I've seen him like once last year.
We used to do a podcast. Yeah. Fucking
and that was I was like, we've done a podcast. I seen him at Transmit for about an hour one day last year. And that's it. I was like,
we hate each other.
I was saying to people, because it was one of these ones where their awkwardness was making me laugh. So I was just like, no, we're not even really that close, to be honest. I was like, I'm just here as part of a holiday. Like, it's nice to experience like a New Zealand wedding, but I'm away like the moment the buses start. But it was nice. It was fine. It was a good wedding.
Yeah, but that's not the Bluff part.
The Bluff was a fucking dump.
No, tell us more about the wedding, because I watched this wedding. I stayed up.
How much of the wedding did you watch?
I dipped in and out of it. I was watching Mad Men, which was very, very good, but you told me...
I mean, Mad Men you can pause like, and watch whenever, to be fair.
But a lot of it was just you waiting at an altar, and then Danny just by panning around people as you were waiting, which, don't get me wrong, right?
Good panning.
Beautiful setting from what I could see, and it looked like a beautiful day, and everybody was dressed up brilliantly. You looked great, really, like probably too warm looking for the circumstances. Mala looked beautiful, but wedding ceremony's going for a while, man. That's how I could dip in and out, and then I dip back in when Danny messaged me and said Shane just cried, and I was like, get me back on this fucking stream.
All I did was cry. It's wild. Like, I've seen my mates, good friends of mine, at weddings, and I've been like quite close to the front, and you go, why the fuck are they crying so much? And I was like, that won't be me. I don't really care. And then the day comes, and by the way, like by the time you get to the altar, I had like a bunch of like, you know, best men and stuff around at my mum's house. We did probably 6 or 7 whiskeys. We were like proper flying at that stage. But
sounds like a reasonable thing to do on your wedding day, doesn't it? Like get steaming.
Girls do it as well though. with like champagne and shit.
Drinking?
No, because she's not an idiot. But I was like, it wasn't steaming, but I was definitely jolly. But like, there's just a moment where, and I don't want to go on about it too much, but like, you go to, next time you go to a wedding, watch. The groom always cries.
Might be a while.
Yeah.
Aye, but the groom always cries, and you go, why the fuck is, why is that person crying so much? But it's just genuinely, you've got like, this emotion just hits you.
Talk us through it, right? What made you cry? What emotion?
Can I just say one thing before you do get into the emotions of all this? Was that I thought it was very funny. In fact, I thought it was very annoying that it took you 24 hours after I arrived in the town to reply to me. But aside from that, once I was on board with streaming the wedding, he would leave me alone.
So you were annoyed. Let's unpack this then. Why didn't you, when you knew that Danny had arrived,
and where?
Himself
Kaikoura. To
Kaikoura.
Good pronunciation.
Is it Kaikoura?
He said that well.
Yeah.
Kaikoura, why didn't you text Danny then? If he was there himself and you knew that, and you had a welcoming family, why didn't you let Danny know that you were available for him?
I didn't leave him hanging for 24 hours. No fucking chance.
No, I wasn't there, so I'm just trying to stir it.
Pull out the evidence.
I'm trying to stir it.
If I did... I'm genuinely sorry. To be fair, in the week leading up to a wedding, because where we did the wedding, right?
I mean, that is quite fair.
There isn't like anyone in Kaikoura that does shit like that. You had to like do a lot of. So the week leading up, there was meeting all these people. There was doing these things. We were doing arts and crafts. We were fucking putting up lights. We were putting up gazebos, all that kind of shit. So I might have, if I was a shite bag, and I apologise if I was, but I didn't mean to be a shite bag. There was just a lot of stuff happening. And I invited you to come fucking swimming with the dolphins, and you didn't.
No. So I thought you were going to say you invited me up to the wedding thing the night before the wedding.
You came to that?
I did. You gave me half an hour's notice. I'd just put clothes in the washing machine, but I came to that.
Yeah.
But it wasn't 24 hours. It was roughly 23 hours and about 40 minutes between.
I don't know what you're moaning about then.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't see it.
It's not 24 hours. There was anything you're arguing
about. How many
hours
did he sleep during that time?
For example, if I'd known that Real Life Sam was there, I could have met up with Real Life Sam that day because you were very busy with wedding stuff. It would be nice.
What day did you arrive?
The 2 days before your wedding.
I get to fuck. That was like a profit organisation. I don't even feel bad anymore.
But anyway, once I agreed to stream it, Shane would leave me alone, and then the wedding started, and this is cute, right? And it was dead funny. Was it the mums of both the wedding cunts started done a thing at the start? So Mala's mother, Mala, I didn't realize.
I think that's a part I skipped.
Mala's like a massive bookworm. So Mala's mum, Mala's family are very lovely people. All your families are lovely people, but Mala's mum read this like pure poignant thing from fucking Dostoevsky, or but I don't know if I'm saying that right.
No,
like,
you did Dostoevsky. He's Crime and Punishment.
It could have been this like poignant literary genius that had folk going like, oh wow, that was so deep and heavy. Then Shane's mum read Dr. Seuss.
Which, if you, anyone that knows Shane knows that he's got half the fucking Dr. Seuss books tattooed to his arms.
Yeah, and it
so
was just,
that's cute.
The juxtaposition of that was dead funny, and then Shane started crying, and I was buckled down that front.
No, I was crying before that. We got the photos back the other day, right? So there's 2,000 photos. Like, that's a fucking lot of photos.
Too many photos.
And they're all like, someone's edited every one. Like, there's a lot of photos. And
they just ran it through one big filter?
Probably. They would be like, if there's a really good one.
Chat GP, how to edit 2,000 photos at once.
But so, like, yeah, I was looking at some of the photos from the ceremony, and there's about an hour of photos where you can't see my eyes. I'm just crying the whole time. And it was like, I don't care. It's one of those things that you go, that was lovely. But I was crying before that. Before that, like, there were moments where you go, I'm crying again. But like the first time she walked out, I was like, oh, fuck, I'm going to marry her very shortly. Like, and there's a moment where you know the stress means a lot to her. You've got all your cunts around you that you love. And it's just it's a sunny day. You're in a kilt and it's just, you just go, here's a thing that's happening right now. And I'd seen it happen to my mates, but I wasn't really ready for it. And then it was just like, oh my God, I'm really emotional. Honestly, like hormones just floating through me. Yeah, it was.
Do you think you've got a cute cry? You know, you think.
Nah, my cry's push.
Aye.
My cry's rubbish.
That's annoying that you made that reference, because that means we need to keep all that mess at the start and justify that line.
Yes. Callbacks.
So, but
do you feel different? No, let's talk about the marriage for a wee second. It's a big thing. You told us about that during the pandemic, like, and we all laughed.
I just feel like you guys are just trying to, like, get me to talk about it and go, oh, stop talking about your wedding, you can't. Mate, like,
no, we've not done that yet, and we won't, because we need to fill a podcast up here, let's be honest.
We've got two more to record before we knock this in the head again, so bluff can wait.
Aye.
All right, so, yeah, it was just, it's one of those things, and I...
Was it everything you wanted it to be?
Oh, it was way more. Fuck up. In the lead up, right? No, but in the lead up.
Shop of this week, Willie.
In the lead up, I was saying to people, like, I'm not actually that excited about it. You know, got lots of jobs to do. It's more for Marla, rah, rah, rah. And it was really important to her. And I was kind of like, to me, it was a bunch of admin that needed to be done. And then once all the admin was done, you kind of forget that there's an actual really cool thing that happens after all that admin's been done. And so it's just a bunch of people that you, especially because I haven't been home for years. So you go home, you've got like mates, you've got people you haven't seen for ages, friends and family, and everyone's coming up to you and just wishing you well. It's like this weird situation where everyone there is a good cunt and they're all good cunts of yours.
Yeah.
So it was, and I wasn't really ready for how important or how special that would be. Genuinely, I was like, you know what I mean? It gave me an opportunity. I was either drinking ciders or crying. That's all I did that day. And then Kaylee, like a fucking monster, really badly. But
why, man? Why is your obsession? Because you've got a home wedding coming up, right? Or a home party. Why do we always have to do a Kaylee when it comes to you?
See this, like, please?
You don't understand, and we've probably referenced this many a time, but the PTSD for West of Scotland people when it comes to Kaylees is too much.
To be fair.
Having to get paired up with random fucking people in your classrooms, and sometimes a teacher to do the gay gardens
you know you shouldn't have been not good.
A good feeling.
To be fair, Shane, before he answers this, see, this student's union is fucking obsessed with Kaylee's.
But this student union still has foreign students as well.
We have that same conversation about the PTSD of social dancing in secondary school.
And if you were lucky enough to get the lassie you fancied, or the guy you fancied, or whoever, they
also,
whatever, you shat yourself, because you can't impress somebody trying to fucking do that dance. And then, usually when you got the one you fancied, it was one of those progressive dances.
See, you know, you got 47 people you didn't, and you were like, hoped to get back. Later,
you're like, oh, I'm not going to end with her.
There was a nice bit at Shane's wedding when the Kaylee started, where now, it's not my thing, social dancing and Kaylee's and that, because it involves socialising, but...
Are you saying this is the nice thing at the start of the Kaylee?
You'll know what I'm talking about when I start saying it. So the opening bit of the Kaylee, the first dance, as always, was the Gay Gordons. Now, and I'm kind of rolling my eyes going, oh, for fuck's sake, now the Kaylee's starting. But then it was, this dance was not, I remember the Gay Gordons, and I was like, this is not the Gay Gordons. And I got weirdly, like, patriotic and Scottish and was like, this isn't the Gay Gordons. Like, turning around to the other Scottish people and being like, this isn't the Gay Gordons.
Gay Gordons is the one, two,
and then
three,
I said to Shane, and he's like, yeah, Mala's raging, because they got, honestly, Mala's seething.
The first one, right, so they did what they called like a Kiwi fusion of the Gay Gordons or whatever, but everyone from Scotland in the first song, and they were sound afterwards, but in the first song, everyone from Scotland packed the tantrum. Like, you could hear people going, what the, that's not the fucking...
Listen, mate, I know what I just said there about the PTSD, but you don't fuck around with the Gay Gordons.
No, but the thing is...
It's the one that we remember.
Tolerate.
So all the Scottish people got grumpy. I ended up dancing with Marla's mum because Marla's like, oh, man, I need to change my bangles because they're doing the Gay Gordons wrong. You know what I mean? It was like...
Did they end up doing the Gay Gordons right?
No.
Who knows?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
That's why you've got a person telling you what you're doing. I don't know what the names of the dancers are. I don't know what the dancers are.
That suggests that you will get divorced to me. Like, you don't start your wedding off in the right foot if you do the Gay Gordon drop.
If you didn't stand up to that band then, you're never going to stand up for your wife in the future.
But how good, though, and this was actually really fun, and it kind of worked out as well as I hoped it would, that there was just a bunch of shit-faced Kiwis who are like, got this, like, there's a real New Zealand, like, can-do attitude. And they're all like, their hands and feet.
Fuck's
sake. No, but you know what I mean? Fuck's their hands sake. And feet don't do what they think they're
meant
to do.
You need a church build, we'll build the church.
But there was, Danny, you've got to agree, how rubbish were the Kiwis at the Kaylee, but how enthusiastic were they? Like, the shit-eating grins on everyone's face, they were so bad at Kaylee-ing. But honestly, the enthusiasm... they're tripping over, they're falling over, they're pulling people down. My mum and my auntie had to get, like, literally walked around the big fucking spinny one, and that was so bad, but everyone was just, you looked around and they were just so smiley, and I was like, yes, I love that. I love that you're all the worst in the world at this, Kaylee, but you fucking love it.
There was it was, you know, I remember, see, after I was the best man at a, there's a, you go back many episodes when I was the best man at a wedding, and we done the episode in the aftermath of it. Oh, we pretty much ruined the friendship. Right. But it was, your wedding was fine, Shane. It was all right.
Thanks,
it was,
man.
Yeah.
Your wedding was fine.
It was good. It was fine.
Yeah, well done, mate. Getting married.
Aye. Cheers, man. Like, on the other side of the world, which is even trickier than...
Fuck up. We know you're feeling like a place that's hard to get to and you need to go back. Man, you don't need to remind us.
Right. Was it Bluff?
Aye.
I'll tell you what I heard. So, like, Denny, right, was going swimming
give,
with
give, give context to what Bluff is.
Right. So, we're getting there. We're painting a picture, mate. That's
yeah, sometimes you just can't say the word Bluff because people know...
Aye, but people will learn about Bluff as we talk about Bluff.
Oh, he's like, back, isn't he? He's Gandhi on stage.
He's back. Yeah. So, Denny was going, you were swimming with sharks.
Gandhi, Shane.
You were swimming with sharks, weren't you? Yeah. And I've never done this. I didn't even know you could do this in New Zealand. He's like, by the way, I'm swimming with sharks in Bluff. And I was like, that's fucking awesome.
Oh, he texted him and he was all
over that. Once or twice,
I know, I tried to get you to get me whiskey on the way there, so don't act like I only messaged you at those times. I messaged you at other times when I wanted
something.
You
needed stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't even get you to get the whiskey. I didn't trust you.
You also try to get me to go and stay with your dad for a night.
Aye, for free. I was like, go crash with dad. Class.
Yeah.
Oh, what a cunt. How dare I try and save you money?
I think that's more of a Danny thing. Than it is a nice gesture.
But imagine,
because
right,
your dad's got quite a nice house, doesn't he?
Shut your eyes and paint the imaginary picture of...
I'm actually doing this.
A door chapping. And Shane's dad.
That's chap a door. if you're ringing a bell.
Tin fingers.
Shane's dad opens the door.
Shite with it. Tin fingers.
And he opens the door and it's just me with a backpack going, all right, Shane's dad.
Kia ora, mate.
Hey, yeah. Your son's told me Bluff's nice. I'm on my way there soon.
So he's...
So he'd have probably cooked you like some nice meat. Like, you told me that... The New Zealanders only have meat and pies.
Yeah.
When you go, it's just, well, there's a pie with some meat.
We love a pie. Fuck, the pies are good. The coffee and the pies are so good.
Coffee's good, yeah.
But so Bluff, right? Where we're swimming with sharks is actually kind of the asshole of the world. It's there's a place called Invercargill, which is, it gets, the whole country rips it to bits. It's a lovely place. But then you drive like an hour and a half from what everyone in New Zealand would call the asshole of New Zealand, and there's a place called Bluff. That's where you swim with sharks. And Danny's like, oh, I think I'm going to stay in maybe Queenstown or Invercargill. And these things are like an hour away. And I was like, don't be daft. Stay in Bluff.
Invercargill was a 20-minute drive from Bluff.
It's not in Bluff, though. Mm. And he's got to get up early to swim with sharks. I was like, don't be daft. Stay in Bluff. Hang out at the hostel. Go to the pub or whatever. You'll probably have the time of your life in Bluff. People think it's shit. But, you know, it's there. And so... I said, go to Bluff. Because I've never stayed in Bluff, but you can then go because you had some... You made it sound like a fucking horror movie.
It genuinely was like the... If you watched Halloween, or it was like the town... Like, I can't remember the name of it. I'm annoyed myself that I can't remember the name of the town. Haddersfield? Is it not the
Mars? Huddersfield?
No, Huddersfield. Haddonsfield, I think, is the name of the town in the Halloween movies. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Isn't that not quite nice, though? Like, a wee Halloween town in America?
But it's like in the aftermath of a Halloween movie. So once Michael Myers has ravaged the place.
The hills have eyes. Yeah.
So this town was, I don't know, like, words can't do it justice. In terms of, like, I'd just been to Queenstown and I'd been to Auckland, was shite, to be honest. But that was, the weather had a lot to do with that when
I
was in Auckland.
You're only on one street in Auckland. So you stayed on the prostitute street, didn't go see strippers or prostitutes. You just went and did nothing in Auckland. So
no, I went to the...
Well, it's Auckland big for that, eh?
For the street Danny was staying on was basically prostitute street.
Auckland was in the midst of like some really horrific, serious weather stuff. So I went out to... Oh, fuck, I can't remember the name of it. It was like a Maori culture centre place.
Right.
Yeah, it was near there.
You sounded like a dog there.
But that was...
Say again. I didn't mean to be offensive because I know that that's...
We've lost us all our Rotorua listeners.
Yeah. But that was nice and you got to see a geyser, so that was something.
Nice.
And then, so I went down to South Island and that was when the kind of scenery porn stuff had kicked in. And then I went to Bluff and so I went to the campsite and it was me, an abandoned bus. And like, this is genuine, an abandoned bus... And this like rickety old green caravan and this rickety old orange caravan, and that was it. And if it's like, see when you watch any horror movie and there's always a scene in like a public toilet where somebody sits in the toilet and then you hear the door open and you see the boots walking towards the toilet. The toilet was like that. And then I was like, I can't sleep in that. Like, I'm genuinely quite scared. Like, I'm quite scared to sleep in this, my little camper van tonight. So I went to the pub and I was like, this is my thought process was, if I go to the pub and like talk to some of the locals, they'll make it quicker. Because they'll be like, he's sound, like, let's murder him a bit faster because he's chatty. So I went to this pub, and bear in mind, like, we grew up in Glasgow, and I've never sat on a chair in a pub before with my shorts stuck to the seat. So when I stood up off the seat, it just made a proper like rip because they were that sticky.
How many people were there?
So it's kind of like if you went to, let's pluck a town out the top of my head.
I reckon something like somewhere in Stornoway.
Let's call it, because Stornoway's nice.
No, but Stornoway is some proper shit parts.
Let's
ages away.
You mean Stornoway?
I've heard rumours.
I'll give you a bit.
Fucking like, right, disrespect.
You just fucking ripped on Rotorua sounding like a dog box.
Yeah, it sounded like fucking Scooby-Doo.
I'll give you better examples, James. Queenieburn or Tweaker.
Oh, so you're like the coachman?
Aye.
Right.
And you're in a place like that. And it was kind of like that. So the bar was also half a sort of amusements with puggies and fruit machines and stuff. So I was talking to like the barman and chatting away to him. I had a couple of drinks. And then went back to the campsite. And the next morning when I'd done the shark thing, there was like maybe about a dozen people out in the boat. And I was saying to them, I was like, where did all of you stay last night? And they're like, yeah, we just stayed in Invercargill because it's like a 20-minute drive away. Why would we stay here? Look at it.
You made him.
But he, the New Zealand resident, was like, oh, stay there. There's a sign. There's a nice sign you can get your picture taken at.
Right, is and it then, just one that said bluff? So
one of the,
it says all other places around the world. It's quite cool. It's a good sign.
I can share.
Did you take a picture of the sign?
What the fuck? And I just wanted to get out there alive. And I've taken pictures that I'm sure I can share on our Instagram that one day. But outside, there was loads of abandoned shops. It was kind of like, remember the Lemmy sketch where it's sort of like, it's not Balamori, but it's that shut down. And he's like, oh, they tore the heart out of this community. And he's the guy, it's that. That's generally what it is. Because it's these like buildings that are painted nice bright colours, but they're also like the paint's all chipped away and it's abandoned. There was a shop that was shut down.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Was it better or worse than Mostar in Bosnia?
On a par. And they've not had a... And Buff's not had a war. Yeah. They've not been like shelled.
That's not me shaming Mostar because it's a beautiful wee town, but... you know, there was bullet holes up the side of the buildings.
Aye, but so there was one of these abandoned shut down shops had like a cabinet outside it, and there was VHS cassettes on the cabinet. One of the films was Aerosmith's Greatest Hits.
That actually sounds all right.
On VCR.
Is this like an honesty box situation?
Fuck no, so I don't know, but it was all...
I thought they were not just putting that in the pub, like, it was watching fucking Aerosmith. I don't want to close
that was the other thing.
Because they might kill me.
The pub was playing tunes like Mysterious Girl by Peter Andre.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It was a jukebox though, surely.
No, it wasn't. It was just me and like the barman and some people playing fruit machines. None of these people are putting on Mysterious Girl by Peter Andre. You got the impression that was currently number one in the charts in Bluff, was Mysterious Girl by Peter Andre.
Yeah, and if you're excited for a millennium, we've got a great song for you.
All that was missing was just like walking past a house and there's an old woman in a rocking chair going...
See, if you would have seen that, would you have just drove away?
I should have drove away.
I was just trying to be helpful, but...
Yes.
You fucked the whole tourism campaign because it's not that shit was going to be the campaign.
After all of that, also didn't see a single shark on the boat trip the next day.
But you did see dolphins.
Swam with dolphins. Had a lovely encounter with...
That's a lot of credibility in my theory to come back as a dolphin.
Lovely encounter with a kia bird.
How good are dolphins though? They're so much fun, eh?
Yes. Fucking, you shat dolphins about... Half an hour ago, mate.
I forget about that, though. Apart from the fact that they're a wee bit touchy. And
that was old Shane. This is Gandhi Shane.
Gandhi Shane. But that, like, you have to... Did you sing to them?
Yes.
What songs did you sing? Because you're underwater and they're on the boat, they go...
Did you sing a fucking dolphin?
Yeah, you have to because they get bored and fuck off. If you don't entertain them, they'll fuck off.
So we're their entertainment?
Yeah.
Yes, man. So make humans sing for me. Guarantee I'm coming back as a dolphin. You come back as a three and I'll have a better life.
The song that I sang was Boris Johnson is a fucking cunt by the Cunts because that was the first thing that came in my head. There's also videos of...
When you sing underwater, like, is it just...
So I think you can make it out on the videos that I've taken, and but I think I must have sent you. There's also a video of me, so it's like showing the dolphins, and then it cut. I pan it back to me, and then I just start giving the dolphins the finger, and then I start laughing to myself like a pure child because I'm swimming about giving the dolphins the finger.
That's pretty funny.
That's just dead childish. So yeah, swam with dolphins and flipped them off.
I'm proud of you, mate.
Thanks, mate.
I'm proud of you.
It was a good holiday. But do you know where I went?
Australia was better.
I fucking loved Sydney, by the way. Really, really went to Sydney for three nights at the end.
It's much better.
Good transport system.
Australia does seem better than
a lot of institutional, fundamental, historical racism, but if you gloss over that, then I went, there was a day where it was pissing down, and I went to Sydney Museum, and wow, you should really read about the history of racism in Australia. It's not very nice.
I might not, but I don't.
Because when my flight came in from Christchurch to Sydney, and it was Qantas, who are the Australian airline people, and it was like, as you're arriving, they're like, we acknowledge the founding fathers and this, that, and the next thing. And I was like,
it's a founding fathers to Australia, so not just like sent over.
But I heard that, and I was
so that's like Aboriginal people.
Yeah.
Oh, right. That's like the Indians in America. And they had this land and then just colonized by Westerners.
Yeah. So
they're assholes, man.
When they said that on the plane, I was like, oh, that's.
You would have been part of the colonization. You just went further.
Nah, you're racist. I went over in the 50s.
All right.
So I was like, I didn't colonize.
Bear in mind,
you're not even that Kiwi, mate.
Bear in mind, everything he says is made up.
Oh, aye. The fucking 1750s.
What year was your mum born in? Because your mum was like one of the first off the boats.
Shane was the first tree in New Zealand.
Nah, I think my granddad went over in like 1890.
Oh, the 50s, aye.
there was
an 1850s, yeah, like, aye. But no, Australia, very, very, very racist. And to the point where that's like a legal thing now, where it's like an agreed document where a lot of government buildings have to be like, yeah, sorry about the horrific racism, by the way.
Yeah.
But Sydney has an excellent transport system.
And a good opera house. If you're into opera.
That was nice. Do you know, I'm not usually a big city person, but the first time I seen the opera house was one of those kind of, that's like cool. Neighbors. Yeah. Yeah. There's Toadfish singing opera in the Sydney Opera House.
See, when you say you're not a big city person, what does that mean?
See, I fucking hated Miami. Miami's the worst place I've ever been in the world.
The culture of it all, isn't it? Hated London. I think when you get to a certain level of expensiveness, becoming the bragging rights of a place, it's like Dubai, isn't it?
Yeah.
It doesn't, and there is people out there that are attracted to that sort of thing. It doesn't resonate with us type of people. We don't need a fucking Ferrari or a 23rd floor apartment to feel validated with ourselves. We prefer to self-destruct and then do podcasts.
Yeah. The weird thing I think about that whole, like, say Miami or Dubai, it just seems to me like this weird kind of, unless you're a sheik and you own 14 skyscrapers, you're never going to be, you know what I mean? You're always going to be chasing this impossible. Yeah. Like, so if we went
they're not going to be happy.
You know what I mean? If we went over there and say they went, okay, what do you do now? Cool, we'll double your salary, no tax, do it, right. You'll still be in over there, very poor compared to 100%. The amount of wealth over there. So you're earning big money, but everywhere you go, you'd be like,
and that's it's that bullshit really hustle mentality, isn't it? You feel like you're hustling for all this fucking riches, and you're not.
The one,
I mean,
the one,
I'm not happy being poor, but
the one bit of Sydney I didn't like was Bondi Beach, because that tied in with what you were saying, where it was kind of like
sports cars,
and it's not that far off, like, genuinely. The big muscly guys on the beach that probably want to have sex with each other and kick sand in the face, like from cartoons, with kick sand in the faces of like little people and stuff. Yeah. So that was the only bit where I was a bit, but no, New Zealand was cool. It was like a bit, but I get, this will sound like an insult, but I get why people leave New Zealand. I get why you would leave it to go to another country. Yeah, because it's like, it's beautiful, but I also would think that after like 20 years you go, this is nice. I'm going to go somewhere else.
It's like Scotland. If Scotland had the same amount of people, but was like 10 times bigger and was also where Stornoway is. I don't know why I keep saying Stornoway, but it's Shetland. Or, you know, it's a long way away, and its whole jam is itself. You know what I mean? Like, it's very, at the moment, it's kind of in a wee bit of a war with itself. And it's like,
who's winning?
itself. Bluff. But it's also losing, so it's a weird juxtaposition. Mm. Someone else did that. I just stole that quite poorly.
Gandhi Shane. Gandhi. But no, it was like, Australia's the same. Because they're new-ish countries, it's like somebody can design them on The Sims. So New Zealand is like, especially South Island, is like beautiful mountainy thing, 20-minute drive, town with a campsite, a pub, a hotel, a restaurant, a cafe. 20-minute drive, town, campsite, hotel. Like, and don't get me wrong, all these places are very nice, but I went thinking, could I live in New Zealand one day? I could retire in New Zealand one day, but I couldn't live there.
And it's very expensive. It fucking blew my mind. So like what we, a capsicum, so that's a pepper. You know how you get like three for like £1.10 or whatever in those bags? There they were £5 each, or $5 each. So that's what, like £2.50 for one capsicum apple, not apple, fucking pepper.
Is that like a bell pepper?
Pepper.
Is that those like the big yellow?
Yeah, green yellow. Yeah. So imagine paying like, you know, £2.50 for one.
Why didn't you just grow one in your back garden?
I mean, it's tricky when you're over there for a month. It's hard to cultivate.
How long does it take to grow a pepper? Let's be honest. I think you could grow a pepper in a month.
Aye, but you get there, you go, I'm planting my peppers, and then it would be, fuck off, you kid. There's no fun. This is a man. We've got an allotment.
How cheap are onions?
We've got an allotment here. Peppers can't grow in Scotland.
Welcome to the Cost of Living Podcast.
Fucking hard to grow peppers in fucking Scotland.
I'm going to Google how long it takes to grow a pepper.
You're not doing it faster than 2 months. No chance.
Probably, yeah. Weird chat. It feels like we're reaching the end when that's where we're at now, to be honest.
Maybe no. You keep talking, I'll find this out.
When you're saying you don't like London, how much time have you spent in London, and how much of it has been good, and how much have you been
So I went in one, I've been in one long weekend in London. James and I are...
What, in your life?
Yeah, I just... It's
65 days, by the way.
Ah, it's fucking...
That's over 2 months.
You only committed enough for your pebbles.
It's just... Too much. It's too big. There's too much going on. I'm getting back down in August, so maybe life's improved in London since then. But last time I went, I remember going to the Houses of Parliament, and it was just a kind of, we're down here, we better go kind of thing. And it's probably like Sydney Opera House. If you're a tourist and you've seen Houses of Parliament, you'd be like, wow, fucking hell, that's very striking how impressive and big that is. Whereas to me, I was just like, oh, that's that thing I see in the news, which is full of absolute arseholes. No politics, please. Let's move on.
Yeah.
But
Big Ben, I've been to London for like on and off for about 7 years, like, you know, once a year probably. And I've never seen Big Ben without scaffolding around there. And I don't know why. I saw it the other day and the scaffolding's down. I was really upset because I thought someone sent me a meme, right? And it had like, it was like a Casio digital time on it. And they like photoshopped onto it. And I was like, that's fucking cool. Like, I can't believe they've done that. And I went there and it was just a normal, boring fucking clock.
You want to be a tree and you think that the Big Ben's digital.
Mate, this is your idea to do all this again.
Yeah. Like, no, I love it. I'm enjoying it. It's the happiest I've been in a couple of days.
And it won't last long anyway because he's going to die soon.
I've got a hospital appointment tomorrow, haven't I? Getting results in.
So what's the plans for the future for this podcast then? Have we got another
47 live shows?
What you need to do? Let's get as many live shows. Listen, I just want to... I want to meet cool people. Drop stuff in the chat box. Drop it in the suggested chat box, man. Who you want to get on the podcast, talk shite to. We'll probably have a few beers next time, eh?
Do you think, is there like a social platform that we like the most, or are we just everywhere?
Mate, honestly.
We're veering off Twitter. That fucking, how weird was that tweet, by the way? So I put a tweet out yesterday just saying, oh, how come this account hasn't been hacked yet or something like that? But there was six bot replies immediately.
Well, it's fucking, we're living in Elon Musk's world.
Yeah, and they're like quote tweeting them, and you're like, oh, yeah, someone's quote tweeting.
It was mental. So let's veer away from Twitter.
Right, well, listen, Instagram, I like Instagram. Good. Facebook, TikTok, Isa got about 800,000 views.
You went mental because we hadn't done the podcast for 6 months, and then you put it up and you went, boys, we're doing the podcast again. And then we're like,
we
when?
Never did it. let's take it slow, boys. Let's let's ease into this, you know, one a week maybe for 1400 weeks.
When are we going to record the next one?
Well, they don't need to know that.
No, okay.
You don't need to know that. We just, I give anything they take away that Shane wants to be a tree. That blew my fucking mind.
So we want to do guests and stuff?
Yeah, aye. I would say so.
How big are we going for guests?
Are we
going
to keep all this in just to talk to like?
People,
let's
people,
be part of the plans,
people,
you know what I mean?
People like this.
Rob
is
in Canada will be like salivating, won't you, Rob? You'll be like, yes, they're coming back, they're doing this, and then you'll never hear from them.
We break Rob's heart too often, I think, with these
Rob.
False comebacks.
Kenneth still listens.
No.
Like, back. Well, I think he's engaged.
So to be fair, I looked at and I logged in to, because we're not with Podbean, Anchor. It's Anchor, and I looked on that since we moved over to Anchor, and we haven't released a single episode since we moved over to Anchor because it's free. Yes. And it was still like a good few thousand listens in that time.
That's
with
good.
Us not releasing anything.
Right, so we'll do one a week, we'll get guests on, and we'll talk more about things that are going on in their lives again. I'll open up in due course about myself, but probably not until the summer.
Oh, good.
Okay. So, I mean, none of that's going to happen. But before we finish up, I just wanted to say that...
You got a piece of paper and shit.
Oh, yes. He was leading this down the fucking garden path, wasn't he?
He's
coming in with props. Coming in with fucking props. Sitting behind the mic.
I've got a speech to make.
I had a couple of hours to kill before we started this today, so I wrote 8 predictions for this first episode back. So number one, the first 10 minutes will be dreadful.
I don't overanalyze it. People will enjoy this. I enjoy it.
People like laughing. And you know what?
If people like it,
now you've made them feel like cunts
Prediction two was the guys will immediately defend the first 10 minutes.
No.
That would be fucking excellent.
I wasn't that clever. My second prediction was Shane will claim to do something that he never will do.
Become a tree.
I mean, we can't prove that I won't, though, so...
Have a sexy laugh.
Number three...
It's in the ears of the beholder.
James will also claim to do something that he will never do.
Is that what you think I'll never open up about, the stuff that I'm going to
I mean, you do all the stuff about doing weekly episodes and all that. To be fair, you didn't. I was thinking more along the lines of, like...
Rap EP.
Yeah, all that shit.
He was rapping before we came.
That's further down the line, mate.
Number four, Shane will get agitated by Danny praising Australia, if that is discussed.
He didn't, actually.
You were all right. You were fine.
And Gaffer, I saw you, though.
Like, I saw your tackle and your rod. I saw you fishing, and I was like, I'm not playing the game. I've
only
had 2 years.
Changed.
It'd be like the tree.
Number five, a reference will be made to the Gene McCarry episode because it's all we have.
Fucking yeah. But It was late in the day.
Number six, James will question the sound quality in the studio.
I didn't.
Shane did.
Before we started recording for about...
No, I didn't. You two said that I would give a fuck about it, and I really don't.
Number seven, Shane will announce Mala's pregnancy to a wall of silence.
Oh, man. Is she pregnant?
Didn't happen. Right. I was thinking more...
For sake, why don't you know tell us?
A call back to the engagement episode.
Yeah, she's not pregnant. So.
Why not?
I mean, I can tell you, but she's not.
Is it sex dried up since the marriage?
I don't want to go into too much details about that. I'm weird now that I'm like precious.
Did you consummate on the night of?
Jeez,
I was speaking about that today, and
I was trying to find it like an
after
party.
Were you just too fucked?
I was wrecked, and I was trying to find an after party.
Wait, didn't you?
I was like, where's it run off to next? Like,
I think that's normal. I don't think a lot of people consummate in the night.
We snuck into a spa pool that had
sex, aye?
No, we didn't have sex in it.
We've
had sex since.
Cool, man.
Had sex last night. That's really good.
What's it?
Yeah.
What does your dog do when you have sex?
I don't know.
Is he in another room?
Well, yeah, she's in a different room, obviously. We're not like, remember I'm a dog.
Do you think she can smell it? They've got powerful noses.
Aye, they definitely can, but let's not think about that because then I won't.
Just saying, mate.
It won't. Marla's not going to listen.
Danny's tried the predictions.
The dog definitely can smell and hear everything.
Nice, good.
Final predictions, a massive anticlimax after all that.
Well, that was an anticlimax for Marla on a wedding night as well.
I mean,
sorry, Marla.
Every time we've had sex before and after, so.
As long as you enjoy it, mate. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
Testing the last
feel
one.
Bad about winning the race.
Oh, not at all.
I'm an athlete.
If I've told the Slater story, it's a sign this episode has been dismal. Which is a sign that this episode has not been dismal.
This episode's been the best episode we've done in 18 months.
At least a year and a half.
What's the story that you weren't telling?
Oh, yes. Next time on Drum Fairy.
Stay tuned until August 2025.
What do you think's the best ending in a podcast that's ever been? I think it's when I said something about Fidel Castro's
sons. Yeah, Drunk James. The episode was funny.
Go back and listen to that one.
I honestly can't remember any of the episodes. So I just tell
I just remember being so drunk that he was telling a story and I just went, Fidel Castro's sons. And he just went, right, let's send it there.
There was one where you just left and went to the boxing.
Was that the same night?
That was the
No. Drunk James was the one after Cat.
Right.
We did Cat and then we did another one.
The night he fucked off the boxing was when we had the Rebel City guys in.
Aye. And that was a podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, well done. Bye. We got an outro as well.
That was Drunk Therapy. If you enjoyed this podcast, go listen to some of the other ones. The old you would have. If you're on socials, like us there as well. Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram @DrunkTherapy. It's something weird on Twitter, which I can't remember right now.